From Spark and Anvil and NeuralQuest, this is Verge, in Chapter 1 of the NeuralQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Verge is a slim, russet fox who lives beside a low white fence line that runs across the middle of his workshop. On one side of the fence, he paints no. On the other side, yes. All day he walks the fence, and every so often he picks it up and moves it a step one way or the other, humming to himself. His whole craft is the decision threshold, the exact line where a computer stops saying no and starts saying yes. "The model hands me a number," Verge says, patting the confidence card Odd sent over. 71%. "But 71 isn't a decision, it's just a feeling. I'm the one who decides. Is 71 enough to act on?" He taps the fence. "If my line is at 70, then 71 crosses it. Yes. If my line is at 80, the same 71 stays a no. Same guess, different line, different life. And the line," he says, eyes bright, "is mine to move."
The first time Verge moved a line on purpose, it was for a smoke alarm. The old one screamed at burnt toast every single morning, so someone had set its line very high to make it stop. And then it slept right through a real small fire in the pantry. "Too jumpy, so they made it too sleepy," Verge said, staring at the scorched shelf. They moved the line to fix one problem and made the other one. He learned the thing he's built his life on. You never get rid of mistakes by moving a line. You only trade one kind for the other. A line low enough to catch every fire will also cry at every toast. A line high enough to ignore the toast will also miss a fire. "So the real question," he says, "was never where's the perfect line. It's which mistake can we live with?"
When he was 12, Verge walked to the big learning center, where a wise old mentor named Sift asked him a question. "When you move the line, who pays for it?" "Somebody always does," Verge said. "Move it to catch more, and the false alarms pay. Move it to calm down, and the missed ones pay. My job is to know who, and to move the line on purpose, never by accident, never to hide from a hard choice." Sift smiled. "You are the one. No yes leaves this place until you've walked its fence."
In his workshop, he sat a kid down at the fence with a spam catcher. "This flags junk mail. If I put the line here," he nudged it low, "it catches almost all the spam, but it also grabs your friend's real letter and throws it in the junk. That's a false alarm. Now watch." He nudged the line high. "Now every real letter gets through, but three spams sneak into your inbox. That's a miss. There is no spot on this fence with zero of both." Then he taught the whole habit as one steady rule. Read the number the model gives, but never forget you choose the line it has to cross. Ask which mistake costs more here, a false alarm or a miss. Because for a spam filter, you'd rather miss a little spam than lose a real letter. But for a smoke alarm, you'd rather have a little false toast panic than sleep through a fire. And set the line for this job, on purpose, out loud, so anyone can see where it is and why. "Pretending there's a magic line with no mistakes," he said firmly, "is how you end up making the worst one by accident."
"So moving the line isn't cheating," a kid said, working it out. "It's choosing which wrong I'd rather be?"
"That's the whole art of it," Verge said. He walked the fence one more time and set it down, deliberately, a hand's width to the left, where the toast panic lived, because this was a fire alarm, and a little panic was the price he'd gladly pay. Then he stood beside it and let the quiet come. Under the quiet, Verge felt the calm that always followed a line placed on purpose, not the tight worry of a choice avoided, not the guilt of a mistake made in the dark, but a level, warm, clear-eyed steadiness, the peace of having looked straight at both kinds of wrong and chosen, kindly and openly, which one this job could bear.
That settled, unhidden, chose-it-on-purpose feeling, steadier than any dream of a perfect line, was to Verge exactly why the fence was worth walking every single day.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Verge. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.